Welcome to Annunciation with Father David. Father David is the priest at Annunciation Greek Orthodox Church in Decatur, Illinois, where every week people are connected to the ancient wisdom of Orthodox Christianity. Here is Father David.
Christ is in our midst.
Here is your shall be.
Good morning.
Good morning, Father.
And today we live in a world where truthiness exists and is more important than actual truth. And we see this on large display, especially in electoral seasons like we have today, where Trump gets away with saying, let's make America great, while he lies and changes his policy positions on an almost daily basis. That the Democratic Party gets away with saying, we are the party that helps and protects the little man and the poor, when their national committee is conspiring and has conspired to disenfranchise millions of voters, so that regardless of who votes for who, Hillary Clinton is the candidate for the Democratic Party. We live in a world where Islam is declared to be the religion of peace. And yet, if you look at all of the terrorist attacks from the last 10 years, virtually all of them were committed by Muslims. And it is okay and deemed proper that as long as you say the right things, you don't necessarily have to do them. Thus, truthiness trumps truth. Well, today we celebrate a man who is the antithesis of truthiness. He stands right over here in this corner on our iconostasis. His name is Panteleimon. His given name was Panteleon, which means a lion in all things. His father was a pagan, his mother was a Christian. And his mother died when he was young, so he was not brought up in a Christian home. But he studied and became a physician, and some of the people that he ministered to were Christians. And they told him about Christ, and he listened, and he would return frequently to hear their teaching. And then one day he came upon a child in the streets who had been bitten by a large snake, and he saw that there was nothing he could do with the science and the medicine that he had studied. And so in desperation, he said, Lord Jesus Christ, heal this child and kill this snake. And if you do, I will believe in you and be baptized. And so before his eyes, the child was revived and the snake perished. So he spent the rest of his life healing in the name of Jesus Christ, going to people that normal physicians had given up on, praying over them and allowing God to work through him to bring healing, wholeness, and an understanding of who God is. And other physicians began to be jealous because people would ignore their services and seek out exclusively Panteleimon, this man who healed through the words of Christ. And so they charged him or accused him of ministering to the Christians, and he was brought before the emperor. He confessed Christ. And the emperor had wanted Panteleimon to be part of his court as the court physician. So he didn't want to martyr Panteleimon. So he tried to convince him to move away from Christ. And Panteleimon, like Elijah, said, okay, bring in your pagan physicians, bring in someone who, by virtue of science, cannot be healed, and we'll see what happens. And so a paralyzed man was brought into the court, and a bunch of pagan physicians prayed to their pagan gods, and of course nothing happened. And so Panteleimon then leaned over this paralyzed man, prayed to Christ, and the man was healed. And out of anger, the emperor killed this man and sent Panteleimon to torture after torture after torture after torture, unharmed by it all, until finally he was beheaded, which, by the way, is a sign of defeat, because Christians were supposed to be traitors. and they did not deserve a citizen's death of being beheaded. And so when the authorities finally decided to behead a martyr, a great martyr, they were admitting their defeat. And the reason that Panteleimon, and that, by the way, is his baptismal name, the name he was given when he was baptized, which means all-merciful. So he did all things as a lion and was all-merciful. The reason that he is the antithesis of truthiness is that he can be judged by what he does and not by what he says. He went to the poor. He actually helped the poor. And he is called an unmercenary healer because when he went to the poor, he did not ask for anything in return. He just preached Christ, healed in the name of Christ, and praised God. And those were his rewards. And when it came time for him to stand before those who would accuse him of being a traitor to the empire, he stood firm in Christ. He heeded the words of St. Paul in Paul's second letter to Timothy. He said, "Remember Jesus Christ, risen from the dead, descended from David, preached in my gospel, the gospel for which I am suffering and wearing fetters like a criminal." These men demonstrated to the world that they believed in the resurrection through their actions, not just their words. They were willing to die, and both of them did die, in order to show the world the truth of the gospel. I imagine that most politicians today would not be willing to die for their party platform. I am willing to bet that most politicians would not be willing to go to jail for their party platform, to be whipped for their party platform. These men, though, Paul, Panteleimon, were willing to go through more because of Christ. Paul tells us an athlete is not crowned unless he competes according to the rules. And it is the hardworking farmer who ought to have the first share of the crops. Actions speak louder than words. If we say one thing and we do another, people will look at us and believe what we do and not what we say. And so therefore, we must declare to the world the gospel of Christ with our actions. We must love, we must forgive, we must be courteous, treat others with kindness and respect, even those who don't like us, who persecute us, who call us names, who try to get us angry, who try to get us to act counter to what we believe. That is not an easy task, which is why Christ tells us today, do not fret and do not worry. We have the Holy Spirit, and he will give us the Holy Spirit in our times of need, so that when it is time to act, when it is time to say the things that we need to say and do the things that we need to do, the Holy Spirit will be there to speak for us and to give us the strength to endure. And especially in the case of the great martyrs like Panteleimon, there is no way that a normal human being could endure all that they endured. The only way that Panteleimon survived whippings and fire and tar and all of the other things that he had to go through was of the grace of God and the fact that he had the Holy Spirit in him. Know that you have the Holy Spirit with you and that we can and we will endure all things. And if we open our hearts and allow the Holy Spirit in, we will be able to proclaim the gospel of Christ with our actions, just as Paul did. And just as Panteleimon did. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, now and forever, and to the ages of ages. Amen.